Trying to find my okay, so I can turn my volume just a little bit. Good, not too loud, but hopefully that's good. And the mass formation psychosis infects. Usually, these kinds of things, though, when they happen, really signify that the society is already destroyed. And it's the last thing to happen before the actual collapse, the fall. And the need, let me see if I can say something new here. The need to enjoin this formation is the need to avoid pain and suffering. Coming to you from the outside here in New Mexico. Got a fire going to my left. A little harder to do what I usually like to do. I've been cramped. So let's see if we can do it that way. Yeah, I'm giving a little now. Just threw another log on there. And I'd say it's in the 50s this morning, probably. not that cold, but you know, this would it's just nice having as we enter into the fall, you know, you start seeing these leaves turning and things falling, and the mass formation psychosis is ramped up and spreading like wildfire. At the same time, the revolt is spreading. And it's really almost, in a sense, a contest. I'll take one more of these when there's everything going down. Please.
Another cup of tea?
Another spot of tea? No, don't lick my fingers. Sorry, I'm just trying to get acclimated to, no, there's nothing there that... here, just move over there.
Come on, Rich.
Go over that way. Okay. He's on the hunt. He's trying to find something to deal with his mouth. Either lick it, bite it, chew it, or destroy it. And there's still some mosquitoes out here, too. Interesting. Got a few bites. So, it's the end of civilization on the one hand. And at the same time, it's, you know, is it prelude to another, to something else? Well, it just depends how you look at it. If you're talking about another age of man, there had been a golden age. Will there be another age of man? I don't want to buy a toaster to go with my tea because I can't stand tea on an empty stomach. Or it can't stand me. It makes me ill, but with a little something there I can eat. I can drink. It's not going to go away. So that's the most important thing to understand. It's going to increase in terms of the people in your life and around you who are sick, mentally, you know, what we would call back in my day mental illness or psychiatric illness. So they're, you know, have mental illness, but it catches. And I suppose it catches, well, not exactly like a virus, because you need a precondition to accept it. And that is that the fear of the world without man's regulation is so very, very, very hostile. It's so bad that you've got to join up and blame somebody. Those of you who've been like me in your life, you know what it's like to be blamed. You know what it's like to be pointed at, laughed at. Certainly the prophets knew what that was like. Jesus knew what that was like. Jesus told us to expect this would happen, and we all follow Jesus because Jesus is truth. Jesus is also the Word, the Logos, which is the word of knowledge. So, you know, Jesus, Godhead, us, in this kind of connection we have, which some would call that a psychosis, versus a predatory world that's gaining momentum with every step for self-destruction. You notice how when these civilizations end, empires end, they always burn to the ground, right? They don't keep going. They burn to the ground. I looked today, and I saw nobody who could turn this thing off. As I, you know, I searched, I said, well, how could it be turned off so that people could return to rationality? And the idea is not The idea is to lead humanity through fear into accepting all the abominations, which is itself a satanic ritual, right, to the gods. And the offering of people through initiation of death, because they, when they accept this, they basically die to that person that they were. So death, and into this fold of people that for whatever reason have given up, you know, have quit. And they're basically dead. So it's a realm of the dead, or I could say the hostile dead, the predatory dead, the dead that follow you. And then, of course, with that comes the gaslighting, gang stalking, electronic warfare, torture by biotech now, torture by electronics, torture by weather modification. All with the proviso that if you do not go along with this, we will hunt you down and kill you. And that's the subliminal message. If you do not comply, you die. And people are afraid of death, so they comply. That shouldn't be so hard to understand. When they begin to agree, yeah, 2 and 2 is 5. We gotta do whatever Fauci tells us. The governments are wonderful, are there for our benefit. They would never commit atrocities against their own people. Anyone who would say that is obviously a racist or an extremist. The worst kind of people that could be in society that we need, as Joe Biden said so severely, as pedo Hitler, he said to us in Adolf Hitler mode, we're coming for you and we're going to kill you because you don't belong in this society. You are the Jews in 1938 Berlin. That's who you are. Without you, we'd have a beautiful society. We would have trains that ran on time. Was the old Stalin-esque statement. He said, I'll get the trains to run on time while I get everyone to comply. Or some such. There you are. So, there's nothing you can do about people being afraid, right? The only reason that there are lockdowns, and I'm sorry about this, I've been, as far as we're concerned, you know, not to boast, but we have a nearly 100% accuracy rate of reporting on all these things. And, you know, not the only ones. I mean, there's several others, but we were there early, like on day one, explaining. And I caught those stories about the Air Force flying infected people around and about 5G. I didn't go into that too much, but we all told you it was intentional. And people began to develop these mass psychosis, or began to engage in mass psychotic events. For example, if they see somebody without a mask on, they literally freak out and want to need hospitalization or something, you know, overreactions like that, indicating a mental illness. The last, and the breaking down is prescient of the mental process. In other words, this, the mental psychiatric illness that has that is called mass formation psychosis, which the world is now infected by, is itself prescient of other upcoming events. And this is something that we need to talk more about that people don't talk about, and that is, people say, well, would that be extinction? Well, there are various camps, but yes, one is extinction level event upon the Earth. because humans are bad. And, you know, most involve at least mass death, at least billions dying, with the idea of keeping some humans for whatever, you know, whatever their scientific needs are. Since they did not do any science, though, they never made a breakthrough. They couldn't get beyond, you know, they said, well, they've been on the moon all these years. And all, they couldn't. The only reason that there's been anything the technology is still unable to break through the prison that is this situation. It may include some planets and various things, but it's a prison situation. We're locked in a prison. They, the rulers, are locked in a prison. We are all locked in together. And the real inmates are running the asylum. And what would be the goal, you know, of said, you know, alien being or whatever? What would be the goal of being an alien? Answer, there really is no goal of being an alien. There is no goal of being an alien. What's the goal of hybridization? There is no goal of hybridization. There is an overall goal of being able to create a vessel that does not break down so that you can live on and on in this configuration, in this 3D space-time continuum, just a little speck on an otherwise infinite sea of potentiality and things. Yes, you can imprison yourself forever by transferring your mind, if you could. If you could put your brain, maybe you could maybe be yourself, maybe not. But the thing is, even if you could accomplish that, you would then be extending your prison sentence. And they know this. There is no liberation that I'm, you know, beg to differ with some of these guys that are talking about this amazing, you know, there's liberation right now only one way, and that's in death. Think about what I said for a moment before you react. My liberation comes when I also acknowledge that I am eternal, and that this bodysuit wears out, but I go on. In knowing that, I then have, you know, appropriated, like appropriating the blood of Christ, I've appropriated the eternal life. And then it turns out I've always been alive. I have always been here, and I will always be here. So there's no danger of me perishing, because if I was going to perish, I would have already perished. I've been here and will continue here. But yes, what would I be liberated from in death? Well, because of my faith in Jesus and just constantly, you know, pointing, you know, toward the truth as a modality of liberation. The truth is not, well, I'm not going to trash any other religions or anything, but so many have their gimmicks. But so many are not worked out legally. Legally. I find the folly of madness that we are undergoing right now to be somewhat amusing at times. But at the same time, I feel sorry for the people because they're in such pain. Or they wouldn't behave like they do. And in fact, in the future, you're going to start seeing people, not just people, you know, the MK Ultras, you know, shooting up the mall or something. I mean, that's a longtime favorite of certain agencies, let's say. But you'll begin to see people falling apart in their family units, where the family no longer can exist, because to survive, each person has to be a provider. that involves children. And many children will just, many families will just disperse and disband as a result of that. We saw that during the Depression era. We had tons of kids just wild everywhere, running on the trains. And they didn't know where to put all the kids. It's just all there, not enough orphanages to handle all the kids from the fallout of the things they do to us. Now they know that they deserve hellfire and brimstone forever, and they do the hurting because, as I said also in this documentary, thank God I said this, you know, the curious thing is, why would somebody want to hurt anyone? I mean, it seems that the whole goal of Satanism, really in witchcraft, or witchcraft is control, but Satanism is, the goal is to hurt people. You know, well, it's based on the idea there's always an enemy, so we always have to go after the enemy to hurt them, to punish them. But don't be fooled. The operating energy or force of Satanism is to hurt others, and so thereby boost yourself. Whole point. And witchcraft is employed to do that in and under the rubric of Satanism. And kind of, you know, as we're getting into cannibalism now, realizing that if you want to look at, you know, pagan religion of old, you know, it was all cannibal. So these civilizations have collapsed through cannibalism. Cannibalism would be like one of the last manifestations of a physical act. Not a psychiatric act, but a physical act that would say, when you see that, you know that, you know, these are the, when people do zombie movies, that's what they're talking about, cannibals, right? So it's, cannibals are the last, you know, especially feral cannibals. When humans go feral and become cannibals, that's, you know, the last gasp of any kind of organization, and then that is the end of it. Unless God ends it sooner. Now the Lord knew there would be this kind of disobedience in the end times. Knew this would be like the days of Noah. Knew that people would be, look at them, they're back of the ball games, they're screaming, but there's one underlying thing. The idea of lying, pain, trauma, setups, gang stalking, all this evil stuff that is now mainstream, and of course it's being done to everybody. You know, everyone is attacking everyone with it, and, you know, judging everyone to see if you comply with wokeism. And wokeism is another, you know, end of time, you know, extinction level event that ends it. And if you look at a lot of the people that are, you know, pushing it, you know, students, teachers, young adults, etc., you'll see that there really is no prospect for a future. There is only the rehashing of what was there before. So cancel people so that you can move in. And I suppose, sociologically speaking, that kind of makes sense. For a younger group to move in, they have to push the older one out. So consider wokeism cancel culture to begin with. And cancel culture is just simply the old tradition of the younger pushing out the older because of the lack of opportunities, which have been curtailed by the powers that be themselves, who are still prisoners awaiting apotheosis, awaiting the connection with the, you know, the demonic divine beyond this world, and to live there, and to be delivered from this, and to live eternally as gods, which well, the delightful irony of that is they will live forever, all right, but they're going to live forever as prisoners not as gods. They're going to find that they're going to get what they want. We don't have to die. We can live on through science. And when you say live on, you mean in this? This is a joke! What do you mean live on in this? What do you hope to gain in this? As you ricochet between Mars, Earth, and the moon, what is the point? The point is, for those people that feel they're so smart, those people that feel they have figured it out, those people that have figured out that their life is not just a void. In other words, get to the void and that's real. Get to the I was never here and that's real. So that kind of nihilism, which lots of people adopt that, only leads to weakness and delusion. So, what happens to the child of God? One, have you noticed? You don't move one iota. You don't move, you don't change. And so, the administration, for example, is so pissed off at you. You know, the president and all his sycophantic idiots and the rest of the baby government we have. Wah, 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 babies. It's not what you do. It's not your philosophy. It's just that you're existing. Being a child, right? You're existing. And in that just basic existence, doing harm to no one, serving others, following the rules, you know, doing the right thing, and realizing that that's the way it has to be. We're here to not find our own pleasure palace, but we are here to serve each other, to find a way to help ourselves stay in the path of truth. And to, you know, let people know about Jesus as we can, knowing too that the Lord also is not shy. The Lord is there for people who are reaching out and asking. But today, are there many people doing that? The answer is no. There are not. I thought there was. I thought there were many, many people, you know, tired of this, confused, reaching out to God, you know, please help me, having this mass revival. And I do believe this is a fulfillment of, if it remains this way, that the wheat and the tares, or the goats and the sheep would have been separated, right? And then the door shut in preparation for, you know, the ending of this situation. Now, do they have technology to create this mass formation, psychosis? And the answer is yes, because it's on frequencies of fear, and basically this pressure to conform, and conform to the ever-changing, you know, in a way that you can't conform. In other words, you try to conform to woke, and woke changes every week. You can't keep up with how many pronouns you're supposed to have, or how many, you know, tranny story time hours, and how all the corporations are sponsoring the tranny story time hours and all that. You're saying, my God, what does that mean? Where did they come? The question should be, and it isn't, but it should be this. Where do they come from? where do these people come from to put on these, you know, tranny story time hours or whatever? You know, where are they coming from? Where are they from? Who are they? Where? How did they all of a sudden just come on the scene? All ready to go, everywhere. In every library, let's say. In every institution. In every corporation. Because all along, all the institutions of the world are run by Satan. And Satan hunts the children, uses adults to traumatize them all. Don't tell me they're not traumatized. I can tell you, oh God, the suicide level now. What these people have caused with suicides is absolutely off the charts. I mean, can you imagine having your genitals cut off by your teacher recommending it? Going up a few years and having regrets. Oh, the pain of that makes me really upset. I'm going to cry over this. You could never live a normal life, folks. And this is the push. And they were very impatient. You know, part of this fast-paced castration of males, which is really what it is. Females are involved too, but not to the extent as males. On the surface, has to do with the idea of no more population. Don't teach them about the family. Don't teach them that sex is for pleasure and that you're not supposed to have sex between a penis and a vagina. Make sure they understand that, okay? Vaginas are out. Tell the penises to go with other penises and vaginas to go with vaginas, period. Or dress them up as girls and make it so that they're all girls. That's fine. We don't need rebellion. We don't need testosterone. So, what's happening is, you know, creating underclasses of completely docile, compliant people and, you know, youth, to where people would not identify as a human being, but a sex act, or I'm gay, or I'm bi, or I'm this, or I'm that. But no, I'm not straight. I mean, I wouldn't be caught dead being that, or voting for Trump. Very clever. Mass formation psychosis. The enemy. And people think, oh, good. Like, you know, gays that would say publicly, we're not here to recruit people. Yeah, right. And then it turns out to be one big recruiting job, you know, coming from the highest office in government, the president. And so the entire, and I knew this along, I got another good insight for you. The entire thing, the entire divide of it all, comes down to one thing. You know, it comes down to a sex act. The entire dying of the billions and millions and diseases and thefts and pain and suffering and hurt and anguish, and now the advent of cannibalism as feral humans grow, as zombie humans grow out of the cocoon of mass formation psychosis, which is a cocoon, they graduate to a higher level, feral human, out of that, and then they hunt. Much like the dystopian look of the film The Book of Eli. Very similar. Mad Max. They're just fulfilling their imagination. They can't think beyond that because they're too stupid. So Klaus Schwab is an idiot. People think, Klaus Schwab. We gave away 10 of Alex Jones's book, The Great Reset and the Battle for the for Earth or whatever, you know, the battle for the world. And I would just say to anybody, I didn't, not my fault. My log didn't get in there because it was blocked by the screen. Well, anyway, back to it. So mass formation psychosis, I would argue, with any, you know, psychologists out there, listen up, just consider this. I don't say believe as I do. Yeah, that thing got in the way, and sorry. I like to leave it off until I leave.
Okay.
And just that one, thank you. Forcing just, oh, perfect job. Anyway.
Wow, we need more wood.
Yeah.
Through our wood.
Well, the forest thanks you. Uh-huh. You've been doing your job to be a good steward of the forest, to thin out the dead wood, to you know, make sure it's a healthy, that all the plants are getting nutrients and light, something that the other side does not want you to do, and to be a good steward because you're worthless. So it all goes down to that. You're worthless. Humans are worthless. You're worthless. You're worthless. You're evil. You're a blight on the world. We need to limit your population and get rid of you. You're no good. The earth would be beautiful without you. It'd be wonderful without you. This kind of thinking is the earlier mass formation psychosis. It's completely psychotic. Anyone that has this view is not fit for office, understand? Yet, the stupid people keep voting them in. Why? No, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I get a little frustrated, but I'm not going to keep asking why. I've already written you off as useless. And you're useless because you have decided that you're worthless, and so everyone else is worthless, and you would like them to all suffer the same fate as you, which is death, which is destruction of your soul and the end of you as if you never existed in the first place. That's such a depressing idea that you want to clamor together with your friends in this mass formation psychosis, which is a cocoon for, you know, advanced psychopathy of mass murder, which is coming next. And why is it going to go that way? Well, I'm not saying it's going to immediately go that way, but in every fallen civilization, the appetite for human sacrifice, i.e. murders, goes through the roof. I mean, they have them every week, and then they have 20 a week and 100 a week and thousands a week. And, you know, I guess none of us really had the education to understand that giving babies to Moloch through abortion is the way that these people exist. They should not have control of our government. Have you noticed that if you get in the way in any way, shape, or form at all of abortion, they go insane. They'll go completely violent. So that doesn't, especially the males, that doesn't seem to have anything to do with abortion, does it? That has to do with taking something away from them that's very personal to them, to each of them. And how could that be if they're not the one having a child aborted? Oh, my goodness. We never wanted to tell you about the collective and about all the way it works. Right, so you have a bunch of stupid people in the United States who don't know the way it works, who have no idea the way the world works, trying to make it work right not able to do so anymore because things are breaking down. No one explaining to them what's going on behind the scenes. Well, I'm explaining it. Folks, it's a collective. As George Carlin said, it's a big club, and a lot of people are in it. He said it was a big club, right? Big. He said the word big. Big club, and you're not in it. But a lot of your neighbors are. It doesn't necessarily go on income, the club. It's grown by leaps and bounds. The biggest growing club there is in the world is Satanism and witchcraft. Fastest growing there is in every continent. Why would that be? Because where there's witchcraft, there is poverty. Where there's witch doctors, there is poverty. Where there's occultism, where there's black magic, voodoo, all of this, there is poverty. There's a need to be managed. Okay, so is there blame? Do we blame our fellow worlders for the state of the world? No, we don't. We don't blame anyone. We say it's natural causes, which actually, in the end, will be God's will anyway, so I guess you could put it that way. But the Lord meted out a certain amount of time for this simulated world to take place, which a lot of people consider to be a test by the Lord to us, to test us for obedience, for faith, for, you know, a lot of the Bible are these kinds of tests, and, you know, that these tests of faith mean something. Especially when we pass, when we hold our faith, when we keep our faith through difficult times. Many of our brothers and sisters now are being locked up around the world for no reason. We now have American martyrs locked up in solitary confinement who did nothing wrong. But they all have one thing in common. They serve the Lord, pretty much all. So that's what it comes down to. And even in prison, we are told to serve them. To serve humanity. Well, I may call them useless in my frustration, but obviously I have to keep struggling with it. Because that's the test my Lord's given me. Do I hate them? No. Do I feel sorry for them? Yes. Do I respect them, though, for their decision? Not when it comes to hurting children, and every yes means hurt children. That's why I used to get upset with the rock lyrics, because it was like they're inviting you in on the Magical Mystery Tour. They're not telling you, you know, why that has to lead to blood and guts. You know, they're not explaining that part. It goes to, you know, or why would go to cannibalism? Or say with the Beatles, with a record cover that's all mutilated babies, all blood all over them. And I go, gosh, that's pretty revealing. You think the Beatles know about that? I'm like, of course they do. They wouldn't be allowed to make that much money if they didn't know. Michael Jackson knew. Prince knew. The Icons knew. All the rock bands knew. The other thing they pushed was sexual collectivism. I don't need to really explain what that is, but, you know, many people of our generation wound up not married, not children, because of this philosophy, which is kind of like share and share alike. And that was very, very popular through high school and beyond, to where sex transition to a something for pleasure, like you know, sports or eating or whatever, and then, you know, fail to be something that one would get married to have, or, you know what I mean? Those traditions, they already fell away in our generation. So that, and then you see the cheating today, and it's kind of a joke, because to be accepted by society, don't eat those sticks. Now, wait a second. Don't eat those. Don't eat those. I gotta get Trish out here. I had to pull, and I'm gonna have to stop the show. Stop! Hey. Okay, we need. All right, I guess I'm gonna shut her down. I've tried. I had a really good idea this morning to explain mass formation psychosis. Okay, here's what was caught in his throat yesterday. See that? You see that? Same thing that I pulled out. And he almost choked on that.
We don't want you to eat those sticks. I know they're really fun to crunch. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Now, that's like pieces of firewood.
Come on, buddy.
He doesn't want to leave. I'm sorry, Trish. Oh, man. He's a handful. Yesterday, I pulled a big stick out of his throat. I had to reach down there and get it because he couldn't handle it. He was trying to swallow it. It's like, it's not going to go down. So with puppies, you got to be, you know, right? You got to keep an eye on them, like puppies and kids. Right? You got to have family values. Right? Gosh, I would love to do a... Of course, the creative part of me would love to do I saw the movie yesterday. I bought my ticket a week early, so I have my code, my son Hunter, and I hate to say it, you know, it was a failure, definitely, of a movie. And if you want to compete with movies and culture, there's got to be a way to get more money. One of the things the film suffered from was not enough money. The other thing was it was real corny satire. It was just, I've written a what I would consider to be a, you know, quasi professional article about it in it's a little bit of a review in Substack. So go to Substack. I think Zeph Daniel or ZephyDaniel.com. It's called Zeph Daniel's Communique. You'll find a fresh article there today on my son Hunter. Now, if you want to go watch it on top of that, please do. I think it's you know, worth giving. People are trying to stand up against the corruption, trying to expose the Bidens. But this is, folks, this is stuff that we knew for... I mean, we've always known this stuff about them. There's absolutely nothing new in this movie. I did like the lead actor, though. His name is Lawrence Fox, and I liked him a lot. Shoot, I'd like to work with him someday. So that was, you know, so that's always, there's always a benefit to watching a movie. I think the direction of Robert Davi, while left to his own, his camera angles, all that was all good. It's, you know, he had a kind of a moody atmosphere, and, you know, clubs and Chateau Marmont. And Chateau Marmont, couldn't they think of anything less cliched than that? But I think Davi suffered. And I'm a big fan of Robert Davi, also as a singer. He's a great singer, if you haven't heard him, but also an actor. The thing about it is, he really, I think he suffered from a lousy script. And when I say lousy, I want to quantify that by saying I believe it's an amateurish script, maybe a first-timer, someone that hasn't written that much, or maybe they have, but then if that's the case, then the decisions on which way to go with the story, this kind of hackneyed satirical approach, it really wasn't very funny. And in fact, I would go so far as to say that the movie My Hunter, My Son Hunter, went further to make more sympathetic Hunter and Joe have a long talk in a limo. And, I actually, felt a camaraderie between them and a love between them. And I was like, wow. And it wasn't weird, you know. And it really, I got kind of choked up. And I'm like, well, this is only going to make people, you look at this, at those kind of things. And then when he's trying to explain to the hooker how he ruined his dad's life and he ruined the family name and all that. All you have to do is think about what all the family has been involved in and all the money laundering and all the idea that they had nothing 20 years ago. And now they have, tens of millions of dollars in real estate in serious mansions along the East Coast and on the beach. And all I'm saying about it is, so Hunter's take was wrong. He didn't ruin anyone. He was a reflection of those, of a sick family, of a family drunk on power. They didn't have anything right. Do you understand? Nothing was right.
Well, I think they got a lot of things, facts right.
Facts,
but,
yeah.
But the way they presented it.
The characterizations.
With the humorous kind of.
I'm a character guy. I need characters.
I felt like your review on your Substack was
go there,
very
guys.
Accurate.
Go there and subscribe, please.
Very accurate.
I'm feeling lonely over there now because I haven't been there a lot. But at first I had a lot of readers. Now I have no one. You guys can't leave me there. I'm too good of a. I did a professional article. I didn't edit it. I didn't hire, go to a professional editor, but it's pretty well the way I would lay it out if I were writing for like Rolling Stone or something. So I think it's accurate. I think if you read my article and then go watch the movie and reflect back on it, I think it will actually give you some enjoyment, okay? It'll give you some fun. There's one scene, I have to mention this. There is one scene where, they've been orgying parties all night long in the Chateau Marmont on Sunset. And, the old hotel where Belushi died. And then at the end, he throws all these people out, They're all freeloaders, get out of here. And he takes the one girl, the one prostitute that really seemed interested in him. It was a knockout beauty, but blonde. And she was like the stripper. And he takes her down to the pool. And no, not all strippers are prostitutes. I know that. He takes her down to the pool. In this case, she was, I think. Or it had to do with the girl that was in the book. Where she said that he's the father, and then he said he isn't. They had a paternity test which says he is. And I think it was based on her, who was loosely. Anyway.
London, yeah. The Grace Anderson character seems
Grace
to be
Anderson. Right, but
based on London.
Based.
L-U-N-D-E-N.
Yeah, but anyway, regardless of that. So he takes her down the pool. He's got his bodyguard there. And he's like, stripping down, to get in the pool.
Nope.
And then he strips down to his Calvin Klein's. And then dives in the pool. Now, I don't know about you, but that's just not Hunter Biden. That is not what we know about him. He's going butt naked in that pool. And the fact they didn't make him do it.
Well, the way you put it in your Substack.
It hurt. It hurt the story.
He rocks out with his cock out.
Yeah, I got. You know who had that term? Breitbart.
Yeah.
You see, he would rock out with his cock out. Okay. But that's Hunter Biden. He's always got these dick pictures and walking around, waving it around everywhere. Okay. So.
They didn't even touch on the pedophilia.
They didn't touch on, and when they're in the limo, the big opportunity was, I know that Joe gets off on Hunter's stories about what kinds of things he does. And I also know from research that the two of them have been known to go at it from time to time. not with each other, but in, you know, in boys will be boys activities. So here's the thing. None of that was in the movie. So for me, you know, everything is character. You know what I mean? Character is, and character is action. If you say that, okay, here's Hunter Biden going, you know, ruining a perfectly good pair of, well, who knows by that time of night, but, you know, of Calvin Klein's.
You know, they tried to do that comedic thing, like when he was talking to the dog.
Oh, my God.
And they have the funny captions and all that.
Right, they're trying to do a little fear and loathing in Las Vegas, but not enough.
Didn't quite work.
I thought it would be great to have Joe and Hunter doing drugs in the back of the limo with a Secret Service hanging around. That would have been great. Any of that would have been great. Anything that I would have done would have been great, you know, compared to that. And it made me a little... It made me feel like, shoot, I wish I did my own Hunter movie. I think I could really, you know, steer this thing the right way into, I mean, I would go full-on psychedelic with it. I would have Hunter going through these, like, internal things, and I'd have, I think the key here would have been to focus on Hunter as an artist. What prompted that? Was that trauma from being abused as a child? Could that have been... I didn't learn a lot about him, whether he had childhood issues with dad or what does he think about his sister and her diary? I didn't get any of that.
I know. You would have thought there would be something about his...
Of course there would be. Yeah. And I don't know who was pulling a punch or who was trying to cover, but it's terrible.
Well, I don't think it was a loss, a complete loss.
Hey, look, I got no interest in seeing skinny actor's skinny butt, you know, diving in a pool. It's just that it jarred me to out of the story, because that's not the way the character would act. Character is action. It's not what he says, it's what he does. And that's the first thing you learn in screenwriting 101. Right? When characters do the things that their character is based on, and it deepens your understanding of that character, You bond more with that character. You become more of you get pulled into the story more. Even if he does things you don't like. So, I wish it would have been a better movie. I think if they had more money. I don't know, though. The script was... I don't think you could have... Save that.
But I do think
it's a page one rewrite.
It's important to support it, though, I think, because we do have a culture war going on that we need.
Yeah, but
to,
do you want someone to earn it, or do you want someone to, you know? I mean, Mel Gibson put out The Passion.
Well, I'm glad I saw it.
I'm glad I saw it too. Well, I mean, I love watching movies. I'm not particularly. They all have to be good. They don't. The one thing I took away from it is I really love that character, that Lawrence Fox is an actor.
He's good.
That guy, I really, really think he's good. And so for that, I am grateful. Anyway, you decide what you think about it. Okay, folks. Like, after everything I said about mass formation psychosis being a cocoon for feral humans. Okay, that's... Sounds like right out of a comic book, doesn't it? That's exactly where some of this is going to go. How much of it goes is going to determine whether we have a civilization here to save or whether we have to scrap it and, you know, go primitive and do something new. I don't know how that's going to be, but I do take comfort in death. You see, I mean, I don't like death when... Dasha died like she did right on the floor, especially after saying goodbye to me. That just tore my heart out. But had I gone with her at the same time, or with my daughter, or with anybody, well, then I'd have my answer, wouldn't I? But in terms of making this a paradise here, you just have too many people that... It's like narcissism breeds and perversion breeds mass formation psychosis. It all has to do with mine and, you know, the opposite of serving others. In Christ, we're supposed to serve each other, even our enemies, which I have done from time to time. And, you know, sometimes you might gain one or two. You know, God's got his eye on one of them. You just don't know. But, you know, don't expect this to just clear up, because it's a you know, that's going to lead to frustration. You know, I think for me, what I'm going to do is just serve the Lord, just like what I've been doing, but I'm going to intensify my walk, try to get closer to Jesus, try to be a better servant of Christ, do everything I can do to not be a part of the problem. But you see more and more murders every day. You see more and more, well, it looks to me like, in some cases, like when we see, like, people on bath salts, right? You know, bath salts. They look like feral humans, right? You know, I remember when Lady Gaga had an act that she was doing. She tried to act like a dead person playing piano. And she had these, like, feral movements. And it was very convincing. I think that's, but only for real, is what you're going to see. People that worship Molech, who worship false gods and idols, who worship Satan, although most people don't know that Satan exists, who worship, you know, who are in the pagan way of witchcraft and worship themselves, let's say. You know, they worship themselves in the mirror. The narcissism, the narcissistic culture today, they are all prone to mass formation psychosis. They are prone to it, and they're going to be in. The only thing that's going to break them from it is if they have a personal tragedy, like they get kicked out, they get canceled, they get attacked, they get gang stalked, they get harassed. And those days are coming where it's going to be more of a class thing, but it's going to be based on age. The younger ones against the older ones, as I said, and that will help. But it really is a divide, and I'm still reeling off, you know, Hitler Joe threatening basically to take out 75 million people. And he was doing the same thing, remember, with the jabs? He said, you don't take the jab, you're going to pay the price. Remember those threats? This is really insane. I mean, really nuts. But what happened is, as a result of his leadership, people started going crazy. And, you know, people started now having side effects. And when they have side effects and they find long wires in their veins, wires from the jab, they say they don't know what's causing sudden death syndrome. But it's going on around the world and they don't know what's causing it. Meanwhile, get your vax. Or you don't get to play tennis in the U.S. Open. You don't get to get on an airplane to go to Europe. You don't get to do anything unless you get your jab. But it's been proven now by peer-reviewed studies that it's quite harmful. I don't care. I'm Joe Biden. You take it. Or we're coming for you. And then the MAGA, you know, the MAGA speech. The MAGA speech is just like, you know, if you ever voted for Trump, or you ever, you know, you ever, if you ever disobey the Democrat Party, you should be shot where you stand. And the rhetoric is basically civil war. Now, I don't think we're going to go to this civil war, because I think most people that truly are in Christ that are here are really pushing further into the kingdom. And that's the good news. Those of us who are with the Lord see all this. And we know they're going to be, you know, like the days of Noah. And we don't know how God's going to, you know, if he's going to remove us or move us or... I think if we are moved, we wouldn't know it. He would move us without us realizing that we've been moved. it's going to be very interesting. For those wondering about Quantum Devil, the distributor has got some plan, but I don't know what it is, and I can't. You know, I need to find out exactly what they are up to, and I will find that out. And thank God we have distribution now. I think they're saving it for Halloween, but I'm really not sure. If not Halloween, we'll see. It'll be sometime in the wintertime. But good news is it will be also available theatrically, so you'll be able to see it in a theater, which is nice. And be a more upscale, you know, launch than Girl Next, which is just a, you know, kitchen table, you know, kind of thing. It was, which you got to start somewhere. So now we're climbing to the next level, hopefully. You live and learn. Anyway, check me out on Substack. I did a track today, last couple of days, about what this all felt like. And I'm going to put it up. It's only for the hardcore. Like, some of you were fans of the hardcore. I've got one guy in Berlin, Germany. He loves when I get crazy and music. And this would be great for Berlin. But for you guys out there, probably very few of you. Anyway, and I bid you shalom.